Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
At what point do we admit that no matter how much we want it or how hard we try,
it's just not working?
You're going back to Hudson, aren't you?
Yeah.
Rufus, why are you calling?
I miss you.
Mom, you cannot date Bart Bass.
You just said a moment ago you didn't care who it was.
He raised Chuck.
Would you do me the honor of being my wife?
I think you like Dan a little too much. Just thought I should let you know someone's watching.
Chuck, you are not answering my calls. Please, for the love of God, do not tell anybody about us.
Where is she being answering? And who am I? That's not me that I'll ever tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip.
On the Upper East Side, it's easy to think that the world is exactly as it appears. Refined, elegant, imposing. But sometimes all it takes is a little key to open the door to the wild side.
Ever since I got back from Monaco, you've been not returning my calls, my texts. I've really seen you.
Really? I don't recall.
Well, do you recall that night after the debutante call?
Yes, I do.
Where?
What are you doing?
This.
Good, catching up. Enough of the blackmail. Aren't you bored already? I can't avoid Nate forever.
Excuse me. I didn't say forever. Just until the sight of the two of you together doesn't turn my stomach.
When will that be?
Any time will tell, I'm afraid. So unless you want dear Nathaniel to know how you lost your virginity to me in the back of a moving vehicle, I encourage patience and restraint.
Isn't there someone else you can torture?
Probably. But I choose you. Why don't I turn that one piece into a no piece?
Find a floaty to talk to, Chuck.
You know, if my dad and your mom come back from South Africa tomorrow engaged, with your brother and sister, you know what they say, the family that plays together stays together.
Incest. The universal taboo. One of the only ones you haven't violated.
Well, I'm game if you are.
Dan Humphrey, age 17, enjoying an exotic meal of Cheerios on an exciting Saturday night in. Come on, be interesting. You don't want me to move back to Vermont, do you?
No, but if your whole future depends on getting this grant for your documentary, I really, really think you should find a new subject.
Absolutely not. The outsider goes inside. A likable everyman's pursuit of his dream girl begins his descent into the bowels of hell. This is mythic stuff. Okay, not big on the soundtrack. Whatever movie he's scoring sounds depressing.
Yeah, I think it's a biopic. Try listening to that for 3 weeks straight. But before Christmas, my dad hadn't finished a song in years, so I really don't have a heart to ask him to stop.
Well, I do.
Hey, Serena.
Yes, finally some action.
Hey, what are you up to?
Besides missing me.
Oh, just wondering if you're missing me.
Well, of course I am.
At this party, that would be a lot more fun if you were here.
Party?
I thought it was a quiet night with Blair. We last night at her place before your mom comes home?
Yeah, we were, and then Cotty and Ish showed up, and we all went out. And we ran into some people, and then ended up here.
Where's here? 719 East 82nd Street.
Wait a second, that's school, is it not?
Bring your bathing suit.
You're swimming. No, you hung up.
So what will it be, Dan? Cheers in Chaucer, or an illegal party at your prep school pool with your high society girlfriend and her nasty cohorts?
Dad, Vanessa and I are going out. Perfect shot of me feeling like an outsider. I'm ready for my close-up.
Dan! Ah!
Hey!
Vanessa! Hey! Come on, guys!
To the cell phone somebody left behind, we've got plenty of evidence of who was at the party. Lucky for you, Andrew Collins is going to be fine.
Unlucky for you.
We need to hold someone responsible.
Miss Queller?
Hello. I'm Miss Queller, the new headmistress at Constance. It's unfortunate that we meet under these circumstances. But I look forward to getting to know each and every one of you. I've already talked to your parents, at least those I could reach, and look forward to reading your personal essays. 10,000 words describing how you came to be on school property after hours, using alcohol and drugs, where a fellow student almost died. In other words, what the hell is wrong with you? I'll also be conducting one-on-one interviews until I discover who broke into the pool and initiated the party. That person will be expelled. If that person is not identified, then you'll all face expulsion.
So we all know how this works.
If no one talks, no one gets into trouble. Who did break in anyway? I guess we don't have to worry about Nate cracking under pressure.
So are we all agreed? Agreed.
Look, Blair, I know you have your sights set on Yale, but this skull and bone stuff is a bit much, don't you think?
Maybe. But it works. Every time.
You know, when someone says every time, it sounds like a, like more than a few times.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Were you just in the same assembly as me?
Do you really think she's gonna expel 2/3 of the junior class? Look, I got you into this. I'm gonna get you out of it, okay? Trust me.
There's a weak link in every chain, and it's just a matter of time before this one snaps.
I'm innocent. Well, except for a crime of passion. I did something stupid with someone, and even worse than doing that stupid thing, I did the same stupid thing with someone else and pretended I had never done that stupid thing before. You look confused. Should I walk you through it?
Let's stay on point. I reviewed your record. It's pristine. If Constance has a shining star, it's Blair Waldorf. I would never have expected this from you.
I know. I'm the perfect one.
Ms. Waldorf, who broke into the pool?
Like you said, my unfortunate participation in said party was entirely out of character. I don't know anything about it.
You're taking that paper seriously.
This isn't a paper. It's a heartfelt letter to Blair.
A heartfelt letter? Who spayed you, man? Blair doesn't even want you. She's been crystal about that since we got back.
Didn't seem that way when she kissed me at the pool.
She kissed you?
Well, I kissed her, but... Yep.
What was she like? Into it, or was she more like...
Of course she was into it, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I know, but, you know Blair.
Yes, I do. I think she wants me to suffer a little more, you know? Even the playing field. It's worth it. Believe me.
Hey, Dad, listen, I got your 1001 messages. I just haven't had a chance to get back to you.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Guess you heard from the new headmistress.
Look, I know how upset you were by everything, and apparently some of the kids who were at the party didn't even tell their parents.
Look, you don't have to say anything else. I regret even leaving the house Saturday.
Yeah, but if you know something that could keep you out of trouble, then you need to cooperate.
I don't. Really, Dad, I don't.
Yeah, don't think for a second these other kids aren't going to be looking out for themselves.
You need to do the same, all right?
I hope I'm not interrupting anything. I just got a message that our kids are in some kind of trouble at school.
And you came all the way to Brooklyn to talk about it?
No, not about that. Bart and I just landed at the airport back from our trip, and he proposed. And I'm going to say yes. I wanted you to hear it from me first, not from my daughter or your son.
Right, the people who actually talk to me.
Oh, if you're referring to the message you left me on Christmas Day, I didn't get it until we were already on the plane. It was... very endearing, though.
But not enough to turn the G5 around.
You miss me. That's great. I miss you, too. What? You kissed me at Eleanor's party, and then you say you can't see me anymore because your wife came home, and then you call and say you should have never let me go, and then you're back with Allison again.
I didn't plan any of that.
That's just it with you, Rufus. You don't ever plan anything.
Well, I'm sure that your current plan will be full of private jets and 5-star hotels.
Take care, Rufus.
You're going to have to trust me now?
Trust me when I say you're going to want to see this before you enter Blair Waldorf's evil lair.
Yeah, homework group, Vanessa. We're just going to be writing papers, you know?
Here. I wasn't sure what it was until I got it home and saw it on the computer, but...
Okay, that's Chuck. What are you holding there?
It's a key.
Spotted. Lonely boy learning that when the punishment fits the crime, there's no reason you can't serve your sentence in style.
Yay! You're here.
We're going to work on favors.
We are. One night is over, okay? Cardine has made out with a guy in Cornell's ethics program. They're getting tips now. I thought I told you you couldn't film me. You are so naive. Michael Moore over there is obviously just using this film to get close to Dan.
No, she needs that grant money. So, did you bring your legal pad? You wait here, I'll find us a quiet place to work.
Okay.
I can't believe you brought that here. It's evidence. Give it to me.
Hey,
Chuck, you need to tell the truth.
Whatever happened to don't speak until spoken to?
I just saw you with that key. I know you had it at the party.
Poor little Humphrey Dumpty. Look, let me clarify something for you. Regardless of who you're currently sleeping with, you and I come from different worlds. In my world, if I'm suspended or expelled, a wing is donated in the vast name. That sounds like quite a world. Well, it's not perfect, I'll admit, but one thing it does offer in spades is security. My family can take care of me. What did the Humphreys have to offer? Used Metro cards? Your dad's casingle? And in case you were wondering, you narked. I only took the key from the party to hide it so we didn't all get blamed. Including you.
Blair.
Nate, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you. I brought you this. It's a love letter.
Hostess can't hide in her room. It's unladylike.
I'm just going to run my paper at home. I think. And Chuck is right.
Wait, Chuck, no, don't listen to him.
No, the guy has a point, actually. Maybe the reason none of you guys take it seriously is because for you, it's not.
No, it is. Just trust me,
Vanessa,
okay?
Vanessa, please, some space. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Look, I'm all for loyalty. And I'm all for sticking together, but we are not in the same boat here. I'm on a partial scholarship. My parents have no way of buying my way back into this school or any other. And I know this isn't going to be a popular opinion with your band of brothers, but if the person who brought that key refuses to step up, then anybody who knows anything has the right to say something. Do you know who it is? You do, don't you? You're not going to say anything.
Dan, please. You don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand.
Let go of my back.
Drop your Archibald habit first.
You know I already have.
Really, a kiss does sort of send the wrong signal. Let's not waste time denying.
You know what? I'm tired of this. Go ahead and tell him.
Really? You want me to tell him how you slept with me and then faked your virginity for him?
I'll just tell him you're lying. Then who do you think he'll believe? You, who bangs anything in his field of vision, or me, his pure and honest girlfriend of many years.
Well, now he'll believe me.
Why?
I have proof. Good eye, Docu Girl. I'll take the tape now.
You know she was watching? This is my house. The tape belongs to me.
Actually, this is my footage, and thanks to both of you, I think I got a new angle on my subject.
Hey, Vanessa, let's get out of here.
I think I'm gonna let you walk out of here with that tape. You're crazy.
Right.
Last time I checked, I still owe you a black eye, so unless this is you coming to claim it, stay away from me.
Now that Sex and Lies have been caught on videotape, V's documentary just became the most anticipated new release of the year.
Rufus, what are you doing
here? I'm not leaving a message for you from the courtyard this time.
Well, I can see that, but 5 minutes ago, my kids would
have... Why did you really come to see me yesterday?
I told you, out of respect to...
Respect or regret? You wanted me to give you a reason not to spend the rest of your life with Marpa.
Rufus.
I'm still in love with you.
So what exactly are you offering, Rufus? Some retrospective of the way we were over a decade ago? Look, we're not 20 and on the road.
Thank God we're not, because your mother made this decision for you back then, remember?
Yes.
Look. I don't know exactly what it would even mean for us to be together. But can you look at me and tell me you're not the least bit curious? We're at the same crossroads you were years ago. Claim your life this time. Live it the way you want to live it.
I did it. I broke into the school.
After all your family has been through this year, I'm surprised to learn that you're behind something like this.
I know. And I apologize.
From what I can see, you always seem to be towing the line of mediocrity, Nathaniel. Your grades are average at best, almost as though you're not committed to school or your future.
Can we just move on to the punishment part of this meeting, please?
Certainly. But I'm curious. Can you please describe how you broke into the school?
I can do better. I can show you.
And how did you get access to this key? You're not on the swim team, not a janitor, right?
No.
Where's the keychain?
The keychain?
Do you remember its color? Size? What it's made of? Anything at all? Who are you trying to protect?
May I have a word? Off camera?
Sure. But I think I know what you're going to say. And I can save you the indignity of groveling by telling you right now, no way you're going to get that tape.
I wasn't going to grovel. And the fact that you even went there makes it clear you have no idea who you're dealing with.
What are you going to do to me, Blair? Blackball me from eating yogurt on the Met's desk? You have nothing I need.
You put that footage in your film, you won't be able to show it. I won't sign a release.
I'm not looking for a distribution deal. Just a local arts grant so I can pay my rent. Now, if you'll excuse me, you're in my shot. That your stripper money?
$10,000 for the tape.
You think I'd take your money?
Yes, I do. I know girls like you. You act like money's not important. The truth is, money's important to everyone.
I thought Blair was manipulative.
Blair's an amateur. She thinks you're just like her. To Blair, this money is a couple pairs of Manolos and a Chanel bag. But I know that this much cash can make a real difference in your life.
Such patrons of the arts. Call it philanthropy or bribery. It looks like everyone has their price.
Something on your mind, Lily? Yeah. What are you saying? I'm sorry, it's Sheldon. He has those numbers I was asking for. Yeah. Just make sure he gets it at the current rate. The dollar has been all over the place.
Thinking about what you said. Let's do it.
Let's see what we are. Let's see what we could be.
Who is this?
Rufus.
Lily, this is great. Do you know how great this is?
Well, yes. I mean, I do. I mean, I think so.
Let's go away tonight. Let's pack a bag. Let's get away from everyone, everything, just figure it out.
Well, where would we go?
Who cares?
Okay, sounds like a plan. 90th and 5th, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm scared, Rufus.
In a good way.
Me too.
Settle down, please. Yesterday, I talked about serious consequences for your dishonorable action, and obviously you didn't believe me. But someone came forward today and claimed responsibility.
Uh-huh.
For a crime he did not commit. And although I appreciate his self-sacrifice,
I don't abide dishonesty. And I think it's time you all know how serious I am. Nathaniel Archibald is suspended from St. Jude's. And yes, this will go on his transcript. Effective immediately. Mr. Archibald, you know where to find the exit.
This just in. Nate Archibald, dead man walking. We hear St. Jude's has a new policy. An eye for a lie.
Watch him go, students. Who wants to be next? Until one of you comes forward, we'll keep going until every last one of you has walked out that door.
I don't believe this.
Dan, it's okay.
Serena, I can't get expelled. I cannot get suspended. My whole future is riding on this. If you know who broke in, why won't you give them up?
Because it was me.
So why don't you tell me right away?
Because I didn't want you to judge me.
Aren't we already beyond that?
And I didn't want you to know. Because I didn't want you to have to be in the position you're in now of having to choose between protecting me and helping yourself.
So how'd you even get in?
I have a key.
You have a key to the pool?
Wait, what happened to being beyond this?
Sorry.
The end of freshman year, I kind of dated the swim team captain, and he gave me a key so that we could, you know, meet up and...
Enough said. It's Saturday night. What happened then?
Well, Blair and I ran out of places to go, and she knew I still had a key, and before I knew it, it's like we were all there. And I thought it was just going to be us girls, and then everybody got on their phone, and more people started showing up, and... I just never thought anybody was going to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, you can still tell Quella the truth. I think she'll respect you, honestly.
Yeah, like she respected Nate.
So Nate lied. And besides, you're Serena Vanderwoodson.
You didn't know me before I went away. I barely got back into Constance. If I got expelled, I don't think any school in town would take me.
I'm sure that's not true.
I can't risk going back to boarding school. Being away from you and Eric. But I don't want you to lose your future.
Wow. Oh, wow. You really can be damned if you do and screwed if you don't.
Dan Humphrey, Headmistress Queller, is requesting to see you in her office after class.
Nate! Are you okay?
I'll be fine. It's, my parents have so much other stuff going on right now. We'll get over it. Either way, it was worth it.
Worth it?
Yes, Blair, I know how much your future means to you. When you've worked so hard for Yale and everything...
What are you talking about?
You don't have to lie. I saw the key in your bedroom.
That key isn't mine. I was just hiding it for someone else. Wait. That's why you were suspended? You told the headmistress it was yours because you thought it was mine? It's the most romantic thing anyone has ever done for me.
I love you.
Please. You and I just can't happen right now.
Why not?
I don't want to be with you.
Good catching up.
Early. Please don't tell me you're expelled. Your position at that school is already too precarious. One false move, and you know what? I can't do anything to help you.
I know. I just want to hide under the covers and make it all go away. And apparently you do, too. You and Bart just got back. Why are you packing again?
Well, I was just going to go for a little spa trip for the weekend.
Because you're so stressed out from your vacation? Aren't you going to answer that?
No, I don't think so.
Mom, is Dan sad the reason you haven't answered Bart's proposal?
You can't. Please, Mom, not this one.
Look, I will not base my personal life on your preferences.
Dan is my boyfriend. And I know we're too young to talk about forever, but right now that's what it feels like.
I know it does, sweetie, but...
But what? Tell me that Rufus is that important to you. Tell me that whatever the two of you have is the most important thing in your life. Because that's what Dan is to me, Mom. The most important. I would rather be Chuck's stepsister than Dan's. Please don't do this to me.
Dan means that much to you?
Yeah, he does. In fact, I have to go.
Wait, where?
School. There's something I have to do. And I hope there's something you have to do, too.
What are you doing here? I brought this for you. What's the catch? I know this might come as a shock, but not everyone operates from an agenda. In fact, some people do things simply because it's the decent thing to do. Smash it, burn it, whatever. There are no copies.
What about the one you gave to Chuck?
It's blank, which I'm sure he'll be thrilled to discover. And about what's on that tape, haven't observed you in your natural habitat these past few days. Nate seems like one of the good guys, and you seem to really care about him.
Mr. Humphrey, you have a partial scholarship at St. Jude's. You are number 2 in your class, have a stellar recommendation for Dartmouth from J.L. Hall. It looks as if your dreams are well within your grasp.
Thank you. I guess they are.
But it seems you're in with a new crowd this year. Dating Serena Vanderwoodson?
Is that on my file?
Who had the key to the school?
I don't know.
Let me remind you one last time that you are in a different position than the others. You need this school.
And Mr. Queller, I have something to tell you.
I must say, your file reads more like a rap sheet. You cut more sophomore classes than you attended, cheated on tests, talked back to teachers.
Look, I understand that this is a serious matter. That's why it's important to me that you know, you being new here, that the person that you just described is not who I am anymore.
No. Who are you now?
Well, my grades are up. My attendance is nearly perfect. And I've stayed out of trouble.
Until now.
Please understand, I never intended for anything bad to happen. And it may have taken some time, but I am here now. Accepting responsibility for my actions. Whatever you think is fair.
Yes. Let's discuss the consequences.
I'll be brief. I'll be not interested.
Is that how you speak to the person who just paid your rent for a year?
What did you just say?
Congratulations, Vanessa. You just won 365 more days in your IKEA furnished closet.
You went to my building? You talked to my landlord?
No, I don't speak Ukrainian, but I do speak envelope of cash. And he understood me perfectly.
I can't believe you.
Blair Waldorf is not indebted to anyone, no matter how much I appreciate what you did.
You're welcome, I guess.
Good. Now this transaction is finished, and I'm free to return to disliking you.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, and one more thing. If you didn't pay your rent with it, what did you do with Chuck's money?
I may have created a medical grant for teens with genital herpes. In his name.
I can't believe she didn't expel me.
Yeah, I know. It's shocking.
25 hours of community outreach, that's not bad at all. I mean, I probably would have done it anyway, being as I'm on the committee.
That had occurred to me, yeah.
Wait, what are you saying?
No, I'm not saying anything, believe me.
So you don't buy what she said about me being the poster child for the new honor code? Look, I know for a fact my mom didn't plead my case or donate anything, okay?
I didn't say a thing.
Are you really turning this into an upstairs-downstairs thing?
No, you are. I'm being completely silent. I'm just happy that you're not being expelled or leaving town anytime soon. Are you hungry? You should...
Always. But you still believe that there's a double standard, that people like me get special treatment.
Ms. Vanderwoodson.
Your mother sent me to pick you up.
Oh, great. That was thoughtful.
I think you get no special treatment at all. Your life is completely uncharmed and average.
It's okay, I'll walk.
No, come on, I was kidding. You going to Brooklyn?
It's a rare occasion to celebrate the merging of two families, and I couldn't be happier to be here tonight to celebrate Lily's acceptance of my proposal.
Give me a family. Speaking out of turn. There's someone I've been missing. And I think that they could be the better half of me.
So to my lovely bride and our growing family.
Trying to make it right.
You packed light.
Please try to understand.
I think I do. I'm just sorry.
So am I.
I've been waiting for you for so long. Right now there's a wall between the families, but all I see is you and me. And the fight for you is all I've ever known. So come home.
About as happy as Grandma last call.
I know. Seems Bart's personality, or lack thereof, is contagious. I don't even know how she breathes with her blouse button that high.
How glad are you to see our families merge, sis?
So glad that if you ever call me that again, it'll be the last thing you ever say, Chuck.
I love it. Our first brother-sister squabble. I hope you're going to make yourself available for more missed childhood memories. Bathing together, for example.
Probably wondering why I asked you here.
After our last conversation, yeah.
Do you think it's possible for two people who have been through as much as we have to really forgive and forget?
If we really want to, I think we can.
A lot of mistakes have been made.
If you're ready to forgive me, then nothing can tear us apart. I promise.
What you said before? I love you too. Always have, always will.
So, your new stepbrother told me about your problem at school. Frankly, I wasn't surprised given your propensity for recklessness and adventure.
I'm sorry.
Don't tell your mother, but I made a call.
You did what?
It was harder than usual. That new headmistress of yours is a real piece of work. I had to go over her head. Sorry I can get the charges completely dropped, but at least I got you a minimal sentence.
One thing about being on the inside, once you get there, you don't always get to choose where you stand or sit.
I was just looking out for my family. The new Vanderwoodson Bass Library should be completed for Eric's graduation. I can see that Lily and I are going to have our hands full with the two of you.
Excuse me, I need some air.
Sometimes you need to step outside, clear your head, and remind yourself of who you are. And where you want to be.
Hey.
Aren't you supposed to meet your mom's engagement thing?
Yeah, I had to get out of there. It was getting a little hard to breathe, you know?
Those parties can be that way.
So are you packing up your music?
Nah, I just need to find something new to write about. And I will.
Dressed for the study day, I didn't know we had.
You were right about everything.
Want to talk about it?
Can I just sit here with you for a while?
Yeah.
Chaucer?
Yeah, I got a test on Friday.
When's Thursday?
Sometimes you have to venture outside your world in order to find yourself. As for me, I'm happy right where I am. I only want to be with you. XOXO, Gossip Girl.